Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories Podcast. My name is Lawrence Simon. I'm the host this week, as I am with most every week. I'm sorry about that. All the guest hosts never pan out. Merv Griffin and Mike Douglas, they never seem to be around or answer their calls. Anyway, we've got ourselves a great show. It's weekly challenge number 193. The topic being one that I think everybody's talking about today. Mucus and eyes like an owl. Yeah, I'm sure this is at the forefront of your mind this winter. So, let's go ahead and see who won last week to determine who goes first this week. And that's Steve the Nuclear Man. He's been just racking up the victories. Just go ahead and park yourself in Victory Lane, stay there for a few months. Might want to build a house, I don't know. We'll get you hooked up with power and sewer and water. Although let's make sure that we get the sewer and the water lines right this time. That can be a little embarrassing. So here you go, folks. You're going to enjoy this one. We got 8 stories this week. And without further ado, so that I can fill up time and get this thing going, and there we go. Here we go. Steve the Nuclear Man.
I go over the edge of the trench with the gas. It rolls in thick, liquid clouds. The enemy is surprised. Both of us are hampered by gas masks. My bayonet slices up, straps snap, and his mask falls away. His eyes widen into owl eyes, pupils dilating from the poison. Snot and blood pour from his mouth and nose. He clutches his chest and gasps to a stop. His bowels release, staining his trousers as he dies. I breathe in through my mask's charcoal filters. I smell nothing. I raise my rifle and shoot a stranger 20 feet away.
Ooh, spooky. And scary. Scary and spooky. But I think about 75% scary, 24% spooky. I'm going to leave 1% there, just maybe if there's something in there like sexy or possibly good for kids. I've been thinking about removing the explicit tag from this podcast because no one ever uses it. I don't know. I don't care. You know what? Everything is smut out there. You see stuff on broadcast TV that they put on labels, they put on stuff, and no one ever uses the V-chip, and who cares? You know, we're all doomed anyway. Oh, and by the way, thank you, Stephen. whatever. I'm just in a good mood. It's a new year, and so I've just got all this snark and sarcasm and bitterness just built up. And to think I don't even have a hangover from New Year's. Next up is TJ. TJ is from North Dakota, where there is no bitterness, no sadness, no sad things whatsoever. It's almost like heaven, except nobody's dead. They live forever there. It's like Tuck Everlasting, except instead of drinking out of a fountain, they kind of cup their hands around some dirt and eat the dirt. But the dirt has nutrients in it, but it still tastes like dirt. So, I'll probably turn that into a story. TJ Everlasting. I don't know. Now I'm talking about people who... No wonder why no one wants to be a part of this. I'm talking about the people who participate eating dirt. What kind of sick person am I?
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where we're wishing you absolutely the happiest of New Year's. And this is... Morning! They couldn't fault him for tardiness. New Year's Day, he was at work before the foreman. His attire was that of a sharp-dressed man, still living the high life from the night before. True, he could have cleaned up a little. He came to suddenly, hungover, nose running stubbly, and red eyes staring like an owl's. But his penmanship was perfect. Or rather, that of his asshole friend, who left him passed out under 7-foot letters, "I quit!" He saw them when his boss kicked the nearby aerosol can at his head. "Happy New Year," he grumped. "Now clean that up."
Isn't that everybody's dream? To me, that's my dream. Just every day come in, quit. You know, although it would be kind of cool to get paid to clean it up every day, too. Then I'd do it. Yeah, man. Or not. I don't know. You know, I tried quitting once without having a next job lined up. Not a good idea. I'd highly recommend against it. Especially in, well, the problem is in this economy, if you look at the real unemployment figures, if you have a college degree, actually, you're in a place that isn't a sinkhole of despair and doom like Detroit, your prospects are really good. But if you, say, have no education, or you listen to rap music 25 hours a day and think the gangsta lifestyle is actually smart, and you've dropped out of high school, yeah, you're pretty much fucked. Sadly, we don't give those gangsters enough bullets to kill each other. And so they collect unemployment. Oh well. That's what your taxes are for! Yes, a bribe against the surplus population. Oh well. Speaking as a surpluser myself, hey, who's up for the next story? What the hell am I talking about? Next up is Zachman. He says he found a metal box. Ever told you what the... Yeah, by the way, Fonzie, his dad, gave him a metal box with a lock on it. And he never said what was in it. So Fonzie, you know, smashed it, and eventually opened it. And inside was the key. Here's Zachman.
This is Zachman. I found a metal box, well, more of a cylinder. I opened it up, and there was a creature who was covered in mucus and had eyes like an owl. The creature sat up and said, "May I use your shower, or at least a hose?" This mucus kept me alive in stasis, but is kind of gross and I would like to clean it off me. After it used my shower, it told me it had questions for someone involved in the Clay Fenton incident and asked me if I knew where it could find the space turtle.
Thank you, Zachman. I feel like I could use a hose, too. I'd like to drink out of the fire hose. Yeah, that's my goal for 2010. Forget all those other things that I've said. Ooh, 1-3 daily deal, James Taylor's greatest hits, Amazon, oh, $2.99, how sweet it is to be loved by Amazon MP3 on Twitter. Man, that's a good one to follow. Let's see how many people are following it. Let's see. Hold on. 1,415,834. And you know what? You actually get something out of that one, as opposed to that Adam Kuchner jack-off. So really, that's one you should follow. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Hi, Zachman. Next up is Jay Radimus. He's got a happy story about a bunny and a kitty and a ducky and what wine goes with each.
Good afternoon. This is Jay Radimus for the weekly challenge number 193, the joint topic of mucus and eyes like an owl. And my story is entitled, "Where's a Weak Spot When You Need One?" He was led, still shackled, from a bright anteroom into the darkened arena. The chanting of the crowd echoed off the walls. The combined din throbbed in Plaque's ears. His eyes began adjusting to the dimness. His captors dimmed the lights for this death match for the benefit of his owl-eyed opponent. For sadistic aliens, these creeps were annoyingly even-handed about their ritual sacrifices. At least they'd given him gauntlets so he could grip his foe's mucus-covered body. Okay, Plaque thought, so I can grab it. If I don't find some kind of weak spot soon, I'm toast no matter what. All right, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. And if I should win the vote this week, I think the vote should be a plant that isn't what it seems. All right, we'll see you next week.
Well, everybody knows what my weak point is. That's right, my stomach. I just ate a plate full of bacon bit, stuffed baked potato skin things. I'm sure they, potato skins is what you call them. I'm just not good with the words today. I don't know what it is. Is it time to just retire this and let someone else do it? Hey, TJ, you want to do it? Justin? No way, Justin doesn't have time. Oh, well, I'll keep doing it. Speaking of Justin, he's got the next story. I should probably thank Jay Radimus right now. Oh, man, thank you. Oh, you saved me from my despair. Here, hand me some gauntlets for your, ooh, mucus-covered body. You know the word throb was in there, I think? Hold on. Yeah, throbbed. Throbbed and mucus. Those are two words I associate with a good time. Here's Justin with his story.
Space turtle! I never expected to be the one to save the planet. Hootboy saw the danger coming with his eyes like an owl. A meteor heading to Earth. Some characteristic hid it from radar. The arm wrestler strong-armed the meteorite into gently resting in South Africa. It started in Morocco and finally stopped in Mozambique. When the rock broke open and an attack squad of alien adolescent girls swarmed out, that's when I had my moment to shine. With my power to project mucus like water from a fire hose, I just grossed them out until they all fell unconscious.
So, when's Melody going to get her own podcast? She's almost there. She's almost there. She's almost doing words. Pretty soon, she'll be one step beyond Kolek. Where's Kolek, anyway? I kind of liked his stories. He was in for a bit and then gone again. You know, people have been coming in and then vanishing, and now this is the core group, and I think y'all are going to be here for like 1,000 years. Long after I'm dead and dust, you'll be doing... There's only so many combinations of 100 words, so you'll be inventing words like frop. Actually, I'm going to look up the word frop. Hold on. F-R-O-P. Frop. Wikipedia. No. Fresh Frop. Oh, Frop. Frop.net. Dave Frop. Somebody's actually named Frop. I don't think it's a word. An Uran High School Host Club fan site. For richer or poorer. I'm assuming that Frop... Okay, subgenius Frop abuse. How much Frop is too much Frop of a subgenius word of Frop too much... Whatever. Okay, so I'm going to assume that's not a word. Maybe next topic should be a non-existent word like Frop. And then you guys come up with its meaning. We'll try that some week when, you know, maybe Steven can come up with it since he seems to be winning all of these. You know, Steven, I'll make up a word called marathon. Oh, that's actually a word, Steve. Steve, it's actually a word. Okay, so here we go with Anima Zabaleta. She has returned. She's slightly feverish, which should make this all the more exciting.
Hello, Anima here. It's been a long time since I have submitted. Things have changed, my work has changed, the camp where I live has changed, and as a result, I no longer have the deluxe recording accommodations that I used to have, and it's not very quiet over here. That's a grater you hear in the background. And we may or may not hear pool balls bouncing around, and I'm in about one of the quietest spots in this camp. Anyway, here is Weekly Challenge 193. Shivering violently, John weakly raises his head off the pillow. His nose is running. A marathon, apparently, by the accumulation of used tissues by the sofa. Mucus is crusted around his nares. "Honey," he rasps, "I think I'm getting sicker. Can you check my temp again?" This is his umpteenth request in 90 minutes. Of course he's got a fever. It's the flu. "In a few, babe. I need to go check on the livestock." "Hurry. Where do you think you're going to stick that?" he croaks, eyeing the horse thermometer, eyes wide as an owl's.
I don't get it. Oh, wait, now I do. Thank you, Anima, and welcome back. Sorry that you're in a noisy place, but remember, turn every negative into a positive. Incorporate it somehow into your story. That's what I do. I just, the same old theme music, and I know, but I love the theme music, and I'm too lazy to do anything with it. Oh, well. One more story to go, and that's Norval Joe. I wonder what he's got in store. He's got something up his sleeve. No, the other sleeve. Yeah, that one. Oh, man. How much did you have to drink that night when you got that tattoo?
Hi, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 193, with a prompt of mucus and eyes like an owl. Here's my story. One night, I'm ready to close the shop. The door creaks open, and someone enters. I don't see anyone and wonder if I'm under a spell. When I hear a wet snuffling, I stand and look over the counter to see a small creature peering up at me. Its big, round eyes like an owl's. It rubs its nose with the back of a scrawny arm and smeared mucus across its face. It held out its bony hand and said, "These dice don't work." "They don't work?" I asked. "Maybe you rolled them wrong." Man, little kids shouldn't play D&D.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
No, little kids shouldn't, because they worry about walking through the school halls and running into a gelatinous cube. Yeah, that's the story of my life when I was 9 or 10. Yeah, I know the box says that you're supposed to be like 11 and up or 12 and up. I don't know. And then nearby friend made his own dice out of paper because his parents wouldn't let him buy any because they thought it was the work of the devil, which we all know to be true. It turns out that all role-playing games are the work of the devil, which is why Gary Gygax, I don't know. I'm sure there's an explanation for it all, and you won't get it from me. Thank you, Norval Joe. Okay, I lied about one last story just to get you this far. Yes, it's Planet Z. The first Planet Z story of the year, and I'm sure that this one will rack up -5 votes. Here you go.
The planet looked like a gigantic glob of glowing green mucus. We built a robot to send down. It looked human, but had eyes like an owl, and wide feet to keep it upright. We sent it down via remote-controlled dropship. 5 hours later, the planet changed from green to red. The dropship was coming back up on its own. Nobody was piloting it, and it wasn't responding to remote helm signals. We rose 3 kilometers from deployment and docking altitude. The dropship stopped and exploded. The planet turned green again. We tagged the planet unfriendly and left.
Well, that's it for today's weekly challenge. Number 193, mucus and eyes like an owl. You thought those two didn't go together, but it turns out you 8 folks... well, you made them just like peanut butter and chocolate in a Reese's peanut butter cup. Well done, people. And all you people that thought it couldn't be done, Ha ha! In your face! Alright. Well, that's it for today's weekly challenge. I'll see y'all next week. The topic for next week is choose. I hope a lot of you choose to be a part of the weekly challenge next week. Until then, thank you for listening. There'll be more crap tomorrow and each and every day until I keel over. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.